Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to our every spiritual need and the greatest stories ever told. Men, women, and children learn the good of the Bible by reading and listening to the exciting stories of God's people and their lives. This tape tells one of those stories. All scripture references are taken from the King James Version. Please listen, and then go to your Bible and read the story again to learn more as God speaks to you from His written Word. Bible call tape number 740, The Feast of the Passover, found in John chapter 13.
Every year the Jews had a feast. They kept this feast to remind them when their fathers and grandfathers were slaves in the land of Egypt. The Jews were treated very badly while in the land of Egypt. They were unhappy and complained a lot. God sent a good man down to Egypt to tell his people to leave. The wicked king would not let them go. God punished the king in many different ways. He would promise to let the people go, but would change his mind and keep them. He wanted them to work for him. One night God sent an angel to pass over the land. He was to kill the oldest child in every home. The angel did not kill any child in a home that did what God had told them to do. Jesus kept the feast of the Passover. We do not keep it now. God did not tell us to keep it. Jesus did not tell us to keep it either. The disciples were told to prepare for the Passover feast. They did just as Jesus told them. We should do just as Jesus tells us to do. When evening came, Jesus and his disciples sat down to eat. It wasn't long until Jesus got up from the table. He took a towel and basin of water and began to wash the disciples' feet. He came to Peter and started to wash his feet. And Peter said, "Thou shalt never wash my feet." Jesus told Peter if he did not wash his feet, that he could have no part in his work. And then Peter said, "Not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus did not wash their feet because they were dirty. He told them why he washed their feet. It was an example for them. Jesus was greater than any of the apostles. He showed them to be great, one must be willing to do things for other people. We must be willing to do anything for others that needs to be done. We should never feel we are better than someone else.